are you?
Snoop Dogg, the player, entertainer, slash MC of the night.
Snoop, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hey, thank y'all for having me.
And Snoop, who'd you have beside you?
Archbishop Don Magic Wand.
Welcome to Vancouver, Archbishop.
It's always a treat when players meet. It's such an honor for Snoop Dogg to bring the crew over here to Canada to be able to entertain. And I see that the fans have come out. They love big Snoop Dogg over here, Jack Church.
Snoop, the first time I talked to you, you took my Red Fox doll, although I was able to get it back. And you also took my Whispers record. Do you remember that, Snoop?
Yeah, you had a lot of good shit I wanted, you know what I'm saying?
And then the next time I talked to you, you took my Blowfly and my Richard Pryor record. Do you remember that at all, Snoop?
Yeah, you got some more shit for me to take?
Well, yes, that's what I thought I would do. Right off the bat, I thought I would give you something, and then you can't take anything. Right here is a little Canadian gift, a little Cheech and Chong record for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Now, Snoop, if you open that up, what do you see inside this Cheech and Chong record?
A big old zigzag and a picture of Cheech and Chong.
Yes, some Cheech and Chong rolling paper is inside this.
Big rolling papers.
And I guess what I was wondering is, Snoop, is do you still need to use rolling paper, if you know what I mean, for the endo?
No, I don't have to.
But there's a Canadian present for you, good old Tommy Chong that you rocked with.
Yeah, good looking there.
Now, Snoop, you're here in Vancouver doing the Ho 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 right across Canada Christmas tour, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm out here for.
And that's with your 17-piece band? That's amazing, the Snoopadelic Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, you know, I just try to put on a good show wherever I go, you know what I'm saying?
And Snoop, how do you do gangsta music with a band?
It's good music. That's what it is. G music is good music. It's not a particular type of music. It's just an expression, and it doesn't matter the way you say it, it's how you say it, and it's just a good feeling when we're doing it.
Snoop Doggy Dog, you are a gangster. I know you're a gangster because recently I got the gangster coloring book, and there you are, the gangster rap coloring book, Snoop Doggy Dog.
You crazy?
Yes, the gangster rap coloring book. You've been immortalized.
That's cool. I'm taking this.
Yes, that's for you, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Taking that. Hold that, Church. That's tight.
So, Snoop, you're doing this tour across Canada. It's incredible. Like, for instance, you're playing the big cities like Vancouver and Toronto, but you're also doing, like, 5 dates in Alberta. You are playing places that Canadian bands don't even play. That's amazing, Snoop.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, going to the places where people don't get a chance to see you and feel you and touch you and get them a show sometimes, too, you know. It's always about the big people, but sometimes you got to remember the small people, too.
So you're going to be touring Canada in the dead of winter. There's going to be lots of snow. Do you like hockey, Snoop?
I don't really understand hockey. I like the physical side of it as far as the fighting, but as far as me knowing, I don't know the game yet.
You do love football, don't you? Like, you coach your son's football team, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a coach.
Do you think, Snoop Doggy Dog, you will ever make a record perhaps like this, the Super Bowl Shuffle?
The Chicago Bears, that's cold, Jack. Yeah, that was 85, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, with Refrigerator Perry, William the Refrigerator Perry.
And Walter Payton was wearing kangaroo shoes.
So do you think, Snoop, that you ever will make a record like the Super Bowl Shuffle with your kids and your team?
Never know. If we keep winning, I might have to.
What do you think about the Refrigerator, William Perry? He did celebrity wrestling and celebrity boxing with Manute Bol, and he lost to Manute Bol.
He got his ass beat. Manute Bol put that reach on him.
Yeah, it's got one hell of a reach, Snoop Doggy Dog. And actually, I was just wondering about that. Manute Bol is a person that was associated with the rock and roll rapper known as William Perry. And also, William Perry worked with the Fat Boys. Do you have any good stories about the Fat Boys? Do you think the Fat Boys were the best beatboxers ever, Snoop Doggy Dog?
Yeah, I think they were the best beatbox band. You know, Dougie Fresh was true indeed. An original and fly for what he did, but the Fat Boys had their own style of doing it.
They were a great influence on people, Snoop Doggy Dog, and you've been a great influence. Archbishop Don Juan, Snoop has been an amazing influence of people in Vancouver, and check this out, Snoop. Look what this is. Somebody has a dog poo removal service called Scoop Doggy Dog.
Oh, that's fly.
We're number one in number two.
Preach.
And this is from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Scoop, Doggy Dog.
Thank y'all, people. I love y'all for that. Appreciate it. Keep picking up shit all day.
Snoop Doggy Dog, lately you've been partying at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, me and my peoples.
I was wondering about the Holiday Inn. The song Holiday Inn, do you take any of your lyrics at all from Ronnie Hudson and the West Coast Pop Lock? What is the importance of Ronnie Hudson? Does he relate at all to the Holiday Inn?
My Rolls Royce, Cadillac, Lincoln and Mercedes Benz, pop locking at the Howard Johnson, Sheraton, pop locking at the Holiday Inn. That's the one you're talking about?
Yes. And no, does that relate to Holiday Inn, the song you did with Chingy?
It's the same hotel. You know, it's a hotel that just, you know, it's a fun spot. It ain't too much to get up in there, but you can have a lot of fun when you do. I need to get that record about you, too. That's gangster right there.
Actually, that one you can't take from me, unfortunately. No, Snoop. That one you can't take. That actually...
So tough.
No.
Out here, baby.
No, you can't take that one, Snoop. But, Snoop Doggy Dog, I was wondering, when I did talk to the last time when you took my Below Fly and Richard Pryor record, you're not taking that Pop Lock one, you were doing the Muppets. What happened? You were cut out of the Muppets?
I don't know. You got to go get an interview with them and ask them what's happening, because I did my part and I thought it was going to come on, so I don't know what happened.
I was really looking forward to that, and you were cut out. And then I was thinking, I was doing research for that interview a while back, and I was thinking, Roosevelt Franklin, he was the original Black Muppet, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
But then I did some more research, Snoop, and I saw this particular Black Muppet, this OG guy. What do you think about this guy right here?
This is
the original Black Muppet. What do you think?
This ain't no motherfucking original Black Muppet with no tight ass slacks on, with a corduroy coat on. Yeah, that's Sambone or some motherfucking body. Look how they did him. That's cold. I'm keeping it, though, so we can erase this from history.
No, Snoop, you cannot take that or the Pop Lock record. Those are just to show you.
From history, man.
Snoop Doggy Dog, you were in town a little while back working on The L Word. The L Word, a show about lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was that like? Because I heard that's your dream. Halle Berry and J-Lo and Snoop Doggy Dog all together.
Yeah, we love the same thing. You know, lesbians and me have something in common.
What were you playing on that show? And that was something to do with Pam Grier, wasn't it? The L Word.
Yeah, I was a record producer who actually, you know, wanted to use one of her songs, which Pam Grier was her character. She's an old school artist who has a singing career that sort of kind of like disappeared. And I sampled one of her songs and brought her back to life.
On the set of The L Word, I heard your trailer was completely filled with cereal. Do you love cereal? Was your trailer filled with cereal, Snoop Doggy Dog?
Mm-mm. I don't know where that came from.
You don't like cereal? What is your favorite cereal?
I like Captain Crunch.
And you are Snoop Doggy Dog in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And Snoop, you're also working on Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, it's done. You funny in a motherfucker. Looking at you make a motherfucker straight laugh.
Well, you are Snoop Doggy Dog, and you work with Fred Williamson.
Yeah, the Hammer. I work with the Hammer.
The Hammer. And Fred the Hammer Williamson posed for Playgirl years ago. So the question arises, would Snoop Doggy Dog ever pose for Playgirl?
It depends on how much money they got.
You are Snoop Doggy Dog. Now, Snoop Doggy Dog, would you ever wear a dress, say like Flip Wilson?
Never, no, never, 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 never.
You'll never wear a dress?
Never, no, never, 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 never.
Now, what about Flip Wilson, and why won't you wear a dress?
Flip Wilson was a comedian. He played characters like that. I don't get down like that. He was Nadine. Wasn't that his character that he played?
Geraldine,
yeah. He would show up with it. You know what I'm saying? That's him. You know, I can't do that.
You couldn't see Snoop in that dress then. And Snoop Doggy Dog, your influence goes pretty far, and I wanted to ask you right here about a little interview I did a while back with Vanilla Ice. Do you remember Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, Vanilla Ice, Snoop Doggy Dog, he claims that he paved the way for Snoop Dogg and Death Row Records, believe it or not. That's what he says. Snoop Dogg wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Death Row Records and Vanilla Ice. And we're going to play it right here. We're going to play it. This is Snoop Doggy Dog. Check what Vanilla Ice has to say to you. Vanilla Ice, Did you pave the way for Snoop Doggy Dogg and Death Row Records? If it wasn't for Vanilla Ice, would there be Snoop Doggy Dogg or Death Row Records?
Man, come on, you're stretching it, dude. No, no, no. I mean,
you did pave the way, though, didn't you? Indirectly, there would be no Snoopy Doggy Dogg if there wasn't Vanilla Ice, right?
You know, you said the word indirectly. You know, everybody knows about the Suge Knight, incident, and yes, in a way, I contributed to the Chronic Records, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac. I funded, basically, initially, the beginning of that whole Death Row project, indirectly.
But I look willingly?
Well, no, not willingly, but you know what? It was all good, because I look at it in a positive way. I got way more money than I ever expected today, and, you know, basically, I look at it as like it was an investment in some of the best hip-hop ever to live and ever come out, so I'm happy for it, you know? I'm happy.
What do you think about that, Snoop?
Man, if that's the way he feel, he telling the truth. You know, you gotta speak. Okay. You gotta speak what's from your heart, from your mind.
Check this out. This is Vanilla Ice talking about who is Mini Me.
M.M. Mini Me.
Eminem.
Well, yo, you know what it is? It's like this. It's been a long time since you seen me on the TV. V Ice is here for Sheezy, taking what's mine, cause it's my time to hit y'all with a new style of rhyme. Yeah, this is hip rock, it can't be stopped. I bomb the system straight to the top. Millions of dollars, I've been spending them. I love rap, I paved the way for Eminem. Needless to say, I rap back today. Y'all forgot about me like y'all forgot about Dre. But I'm still here with no fear. I say what I want and I make sure it's clear.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice, take that, Eminem! What do you think about that, Snoop Doggy Dog?
You're stupid. You're stupid in a motherfucker.
No words for Vanilla Ice, just a stupid motherfucker?
No, I didn't say he was stupid. I said you stupid in a motherfucker.
Thank you, Snoop Doggy Dog. I appreciate that. And winding up here, Snoop Doggy Dog, you have done everything, haven't you? You've pretty much done everything.
Everything except your mother.
Well, actually, there's one thing you have not done, Snoop Doggy Dogg. You have not done a ventriloquist record yet. Have you ever thought about doing a ventriloquist record, Snoop Doggy Dogg?
I like that. That's kind of hard right there. I might have to. Richard and Willie, I remember them. We used to have these records back at the house. I might have to do that. That would be some fly shit. That's some smart shit that your funny-looking ass done said.
That's a ventriloquist record. I thought you'd be maybe doing that on your show. That'd be pretty cool.
I like that. That's sharp. I might have to. But I'm going to let you be the one to put your hand up cuz ass while I do all the talking.
Ba-boom! Now, Snoop Doggy Dog, you dirty dog, you. How about this for the name of your next record there, Snoop Doggy Dog? Sex Mouth.
Nah. What is it, from Leroy and Skillet?
Yeah, this is the Sex Mouth by
Johnny Oldie Show Live. He used to be with Leroy and Skillet.
And Snoop Doggy Dog, what about this right here for the cover of your next record I was thinking you might like? What about that, Snoop Doggy Dog, you know?
Oh, you crazy. Tommy Tucker.
Yeah, Tommy Tucker. Let's just show that to the camera. That I propose that to be the new Snoop Doggy Dog record cover.
That's crazy. High heel sneakers. Lean greens. Satisfying feeling.
Snoop Doggy Dog, I want to ask you about crafty people. Could you tell me the story behind this record here, Chronic 2000? Now, Suge Knight put this out before Dr. Dre could call his record the Chronic. What's the deal? Is that how crafty Suge Knight is? And there's a guy in here called Swoop. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This shit is whack. It's basically, it's like, how would you say it? You know, bullshit and real shit. You know, you put the bullshit out first to pave the way for the real shit. You know, he tried to beat us to the punch with this, but how many copies did this sell? About 15,000? He probably bought all of them. There's some shit I don't want.
And you were Snoop Doggy Dogg, and winding up your Snoop Doggy Dogg in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Did you know that Jimmy Walker was the official comedian for the Black Panthers?
No, I didn't know that. That's news to my ears. And why would you say that?
He's the official comedian of the Black Panthers. He really was, going way back when.
He was, Judge.
First I heard of that, though. You know, I've been knowing Jimmy since early in his career. And I know, you know, a few of the party members, you know, Mark Clark from out of Chicago. But this is the first I heard of that.
It's on his...
It's a strong possibility. You know, Sammy Davis Jr. worked with him also. So it's a strong possibility.
I did an interview with him, and he did admit it.
That's a beautiful thing.
Jimmy Walker, JJ, the Black Panthers. Were you the official comedian of the Black Panthers? What's going on there?
I was the official comedian for the Black Panthers for about 2 years. The official comedian for the Black Panthers in the East, ladies and gentlemen. And I used to always think, because they would always bring guns to these cultural meetings, if the guy didn't like me, he was standing by watching the door, he could just pick up his gun and go, done.
I love little known facts, Snoop Doggy Dogg. And what do you think about Bill Cosby singing? What do you think about Bill? Have you ever heard Bill Cosby singing?
No, I never heard him singing, but I'm a fan of Bill, though, so I like what he do.
And winding up here, Snoop Doggy Dogg, just lastly, I wanted to ask you about these guys, the Lifers Group. These guys recorded in jail. Have you ever thought about doing a project like that? You know, like getting some guys that are in jail to record. It's the Lifers Group, a sort of East Coast type thing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I wouldn't do that though. I would do something totally different though. But that's fly though. I seen it. I heard it. It was dope.
Well, thanks so much, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Archbishop Don.
Magic Wand, Chairman of the Board of Famous Players Everywhere, Church.
Appreciate your time, and I want to leave you, Snoop Doggy Dogg, with a little joke that I have. Snoop Doggy Dogg, thanks for speaking to me, Nardwar to Human Serviette. How does Snoop Doggy Dogg keep his whitest clothes the whitest?
Stay 15 feet away from the suckers at all times.
Reach. No, he uses lots of bleach.
They learning over here. Learning. Yeah, they learning.
How was that?
Cool. I got a joke for you.
Go ahead, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Let's say, for instance, you I have this well, it's not a joke. This is a guy I used to work out in Much Music. His name is Malone Brown. You ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Malone Brown.
No, I have not.
Malone Brown dick in your mouth.
Boom! Snoop Doggy Dogg in the house!
Now that's gangster. Thank
well, thanks so much, Snoop. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doodaloo doo.
Doot doot.